Sonic Digital Orgasm. Just look at all these hits. Alternate, Toxic 2, Love Decade. 20 massive cuts of Cold Sweat out now.
Right then, pith helmet, check. Machete, check. Mosquito repellent, check. Tiger repellent, wool check.
Fly Singapore Airlines to Australia or New Zealand before June the 30th, and we'll give you a free return ticket from Singapore to one of four tropical destinations, or a free night in a luxury Singapore hotel.
Well, maybe I'll just take you then, Teddy.
Contact your local travel agent or Singapore Airlines on 061-832-3346. Singapore Airlines, a great way to fly.
Stu Allen, the most music. Maximum power. Piccadilly, P103.
Oh, 103. Yes, here we are once again, Sunday night. It's the large and banging house hour. Shades of Rhythm from the forthcoming EP. Stupid, Lupid.
You know what I mean?
The creator was before that, and a tune called Scat. Yep, in this hour, we run down the recommended nights out over the next couple of weeks. Give you some ideas. Just about to do that. And also, running down the top 10, play the number one, the best sellers in Manchester, compiled by Robert the Underground. And starting from tonight and every Sunday, we'll be running down a chart coming from City Sounds, courtesy of Ray Keith, letting you know what's selling in London town. Okay, comparing the two. And play the number ones out of both. All right. Okay. Night out. Kicking off this Wednesday. Black back down at the Pleasure Dome in Birkenhead. What a large night last week. Deary, deary. Yes. The Pleasure Dome, Birkenhead. On Wednesday, the 22nd of April. Thursday, the 23rd. Bacardi Beat Dance Night. Not a hardcore night down there, but that's at the Ritzy in Bolton. Okay. Friday the 24th, Entropy at Shelley's, Longton Stoke-on-Trent. Okay, formerly at Longton Leisure Bowl, down at Shelley's, the Entropy crew. And Kinetic have taken over Longton Leisure Bowl. Kick it off for Friday the 1st of May. Slim Matt, DJ Rap and the Rat Pack will be there on the 1st of May on a Friday night. Also, Friday the 24th, the Eclipse, Lower Ford Street in Coventry. Saturday the 25th, in the city centre at the X Club on Fennel Street in the city centre, Manchester. Into May we go. 1st of May, Applebee's, St. Helens. And also check out Amnesia at the Buzz Club. And that is in Hinckley, near Leicester, just off the M69. Saturday, the 2nd of May. The Mecca in Blackpool. Large one to go there. Yep, the Mecca in Blackpool. And also the same night is Angels in Burnley. Large night every Saturday down there. Check it out on the 2nd of May. Angels in Burnley. And also Anderson's every Thursday, Friday and Saturday. This coming Saturday will be Cherokee and XL as guest DJs down there. Anderson's Openshaw. Quick, say a couple of hellos of people at the under 18s at Roller City yesterday. The Chosen Few security crew. And also Turbo C, DJ Lee and Sam Rob. Also Lee and Andy of Rochdale Amnesia. There you go. Right, let's run down some the London top 10. Courtesy of Ray Keith at City Sounds. Number 10, Urban Shakedown. Number 9, Jam and Spoon. One Tribe at number 8. Naz at number 7. The House Crew at number 6. Smith and Mighty at number 5. Shades of Rhythm EP. Heard two from that tonight at number 4. E-Sense, another one you heard in the other hour. They're at number 3. Nebula 2, Large. They're at number 2. The best seller down at City Sound is Isotonic. Yep, the Isotonic EP at number 1 in London. Manchester chart coming up.
Yeah.
Charts, courtesy of London Town. Isotonic EP everywhere I go. Now here comes the Manchester chart, compiled by Robert, the Underground. Number 10, Outrage. Number 9, Busta Gut. Something I can't read at number 8. Is it Etiquette? SLC at number 7. The EP at number 6. What? Dave Angel, number 5. Noise Overload at number 4. Paolo Zeritti at number 3. Manic at number 2. And number 1, Awesome 3. This is Headstrong on Key 103. Bestseller this week so far, Awesome 3 with Headstrong. Brand new charts next week from up and down the country. Yes, indeedy. Okay, mix time. Time to go mad. Time to go mad. If you want a list of what you're about to hear in this mix coming up, write to me, standard addressed envelope, Stu Allen, The House Hour, Piccadilly, Key 103, P.O. Box 103, Manchester. Saves are ready. Here we go.
The heart of Manchester. Stu Allen. Q103. Countdown. 3, 2, 1. Music.
Bye.
103. We'll be right back. 3.
Alpha Wave. Alpha wave. This is really living.
103.
Serious bass overload on the mix tonight. Yes, we'll try and get that sorted for next week. Have a word with our chief engineer. Yes, if you want a list, you know what to do, so do it. Chris Butler, he comes up after the 10 o'clock update, and I'll be back next Saturday, 8 till midnight for the Master Mix, and 7 till 10, Move 92, with a large, mad hour in the end. You know what I mean? Have a good bank holiday Monday. I'll see ya.
The most music in every hour. Live from the heart of Manchester, this is the Northwest number one radio station.
Piccadilly, G103. 10 o'clock news, this is Janie Mitchell. Frankie Howard, the comedian who made Britain laugh over six decades, has died. Frankie, aged 70, had been rushed to hospital earlier this month with heart problems. He created a comic character that followed him from the music halls into radio, films and television. In the late 60s, after a slump in his career, he appeared on the famous satirical TV cult programme That Was the Week That Was, hosted by David Frost. One of the political satirists on the show at the time was the now Shadow Foreign Secretary, Gerald Kaufman.
What I remember of him was how cheerful he was and how funny he was in private conversation. But of course I knew him mainly from seeing him on the stage and on television, and he was undoubtedly one of the most brilliant comedians we've ever had.
Armed police have surrounded a house in County Durham after a woman was blasted with a shotgun. A man inside the house in Darlington is believed to have taken another female hostage. The area has been evacuated and police negotiators are talking to the gunman. The 42-year-old injured woman is not thought to be in a serious condition. A 25-year-old unemployed man has tonight been charged with the murder of 4-year-old Matthew Robinson, found dead at his parents' lodging house. James Stuart Cochran, who was also charged with a serious sexual offence, was a tenant at the house in Plymouth. Cochran, a single man who had been living in Plymouth for just a few months, will appear before the city magistrates tomorrow morning. He was arrested in Plymouth this morning after an investigation involving 60 police officers. Matthew was found dead in his bunk bed last Wednesday at the lodging house owned by his parents, Alan Robinson, who's 63, and his 39-year-old wife, Christine. A post-mortem examination revealed that Matthew had been sexually assaulted and strangled. Six times world champion snooker player Steve Davis is out of this year's final at Sheffield. He's been knocked out in the first round by first-year professional Peter Ebdon. Davis lost by 10 frames to 4. Independent Radio News.
Thank you very much. Piccadilly Key 103 weather for tonight looks dry, with clouds spreading to all areas. We got away without any rain. A high of 9, that converts to 48 Fahrenheit.
The number one choice, Key 103.
Chris Buckley.